Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. I'm fortunate enough to have a special guest in the studio with me this morning. I have Sean Steele, who is going to talk about senior prom.
Yes, I am. I don't think I'm cool enough for that intro, so we'll just pretend it was for both of us.
Well, you know what's cool? Prom. Well,
prom's cool. Actually, in high school, sometimes it's not so much fun or cool, but this time it's going to be.
It's a rite of passage.
It's a necessary evil sometimes, yes.
I think so. And I think that's what's so fun about you coordinating a senior prom. It's like a do-over.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's be honest, now that we're all older, we feel more confident and comfortable in our bodies. We're not so awkward. Still awkward, but not so awkward.
And hide it better.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, it's time for a do-over. And last year went so well, why not do it again?
So senior prom is held at the Senior Center, and you are employed there?
Yes, I'm the manager there.
The manager. Okay, and you came up with this idea last year. You saw a hole in the social schedule?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a nice way to put it, a hole in the social schedule. And I don't remember why we started it, and I feel like people might have been involved with me, but I don't want to give them credit because I don't remember who they are. So, yeah, it was all me. No, I think I bounced it off people and asked them what they thought about it, and everyone thought it was a great idea and just asked the seniors, and they thought it was a good idea too. So, yeah, we did it. There was a hole in the social schedule. Generally, we don't do a whole lot of stuff at night anyway, so there's a lot of, it's like Swiss cheese, so just we filled one of them for now.
And this senior prom is tomorrow night, mm-hmm. 6 to 8 p.m.
Yep.
And it's a fundraiser.
Yep. So anybody can come.
That's great.
Yes. And last year we had a mixture of generations dancing together. So, yeah, it was nice. And there was one group, it was father, mother, kids, you know. I mean, kids are in their 50s, but still kids. So yeah.
I was going to say, is there an age requirement for this?
You know, probably not. We didn't have a problem last year, so no, mm-hmm. I don't think there's really an age requirement. That's a good question. We're just really retroactive, so we just wait till something happens and it's a problem, and then we'll just fix it. But no, it wasn't a problem last year, so I don't see it being a problem, no.
There's never problems at prom. They always go very smoothly.
Absolutely. Yes, we were talking last year, and I was going to get my ruler, the 6-inch rule, and good scoop between people. Yeah, no, there's never a problem, sure.
And is this traditional prom? Are people going to be dressed up in live music?
There is live music, and I don't know if that's traditional. We had a DJ at ours, which, you know, I'm sure you'll ask me about how awesome my senior prom went, which was terrible, but yeah, there's going to be, Will Hanbury is going to play live music again, and he did wonderful last year. Traditional, you know, dresses and stuff. Some people did, some people didn't. And I think somebody intelligent that I met said that's very Alaskan. So you're allowed to wear your extra tufts if you'd like. And yeah.
You should dress how you would dress to a dance.
Absolutely. And what you feel comfortable with. I mean, clearly, cut off jeans, this is not a Bruce Springsteen concert. So yeah, no, preferably something you wouldn't be ashamed of. Or we wouldn't have to be ashamed of for you. And if you do show up like that, we'll just take pictures of you, so.
I was going to say, is there a required photo, you know, when you walk in?
Absolutely. There is this year. It was not last year. We just had, you know, a staff member just go around. We actually, I don't want to quote this, but I'm pretty sure that we have somebody that is professional at doing this time. We've stepped our game up. Let's just say that. Everything is we have a king and a queen this year. We have a crown and we have a tiara. So you got to be there
you got to be in it to win it.
You got to be in it to, thank you. I don't have my slogans down this morning. In it to win it. Yes, in it to win it. You have to be there. So you get a chance. It says shoot for the crown.
See, it's the do-over prom.
Absolutely.
You were alluding that your senior prom wasn't so good.
Let's just say I could have never been the king. I just, you know, it was fine. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. I don't even remember it that much. And that, I think, is a problem. If you don't remember it, then it wasn't good enough. And if you keep having it every year and you can go to it every year, I think at some point you're going to have that night that you can't forget.
That night you always wanted.
That night you always wanted. So, you know what, man, we'll just keep doing it. Next year will be the third annual, and if you don't have a great time this time, you know what, we'll fix it again so you can say, my senior prom was amazing.
This prom is the gift that keeps on giving.
Absolutely.
And you're also helping raise funds for the senior center.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser, and you know, the population in Sitka of seniors is a pretty high one. I think it's the highest in the state. So, you know, people are always getting older. It's just a fact of life, even if we don't want to admit that we're getting older. And some of us, not me, are getting balder, but whatever. So, yeah, there's always a need to raise funds, per se. First and foremost, it's just a fun time. And if we only had 30 people walk through the door, I'd be fine with that, too. But ultimately, yeah, we would like to raise funds.
And you were sold out last year.
Yes, we did. We ended up selling out, and people showed up at the door, and it ended up being fine, not a big deal. But this one, no, it might be a little different. It's not sold out right now, but you never know. Last time I went on the radio, and it did really well after that, so maybe someone out there was just waiting to hear, like, oh, that's right, this is coming around, it's my turn to crash the party. So
yeah, tomorrow night, and it's $15 per person.
Mm-hmm.
Or $25 a couple.
That is correct. You did your research. Yes.
And, you know, this kind of prom, you could probably come stag and do okay.
Absolutely. I went stag, and I had three or four dances with four different people, so...
Nicely done.
Absolutely, yeah.
You must have not been wearing your extra tufts.
I was not. I had my dance... You know what? I can't dance, so I just wait till the slow songs, and I was like, oh, I'm ready now. Yeah, because I'll just kind of stand there and follow along awkwardly. See, I said I wasn't slightly awkward still. So, yes.
You just gave us your game.
I think every guy, that's every guy's game, that doesn't really want to dance, you just kind of wait till the slow dance, or you wait till like the most amount of people are on the dance floor, and you go right to a point where you just like, I don't have much room to move here. I just, yeah, I'm trying to do dance moves, but there's nothing coming out. Yeah, it's like the end of the toothpaste.
So how do people get tickets for this event? Do they just show up tomorrow night?
No, come to the center. I'm there from 7 to 2:30. We're open from 7 to 4:30, so you can always get your tickets there. We have some seniors out on the streets, you know, going, pretty much talking to people they know. Last year, we had some other things we went to. Wow, I can't speak. We did other stuff good. We went to other places to sell tickets. It didn't really do really well. We'd be there for hours, and, you know, we'd sell, like, mm-hmm. one, which is fine, but... I think we just kind of did it this way. I think we still get we're in the center of town. You can stop by right on that side of the roundabout. Just pull over.
Perfect. So Sitkans need to seize the moment. Be inspired to go to the senior prom tomorrow night, 6 to 8 p.m. at the senior center. $15 per person, $25 for a couple. And if you're lucky, you can slow dance with Sean.
Really lucky. But that'll change your life forever.
It'll be terrific. Sean Steele, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.